Welcome to the Senate Committee on Business, Professions, and Economic Development. We have one bill on the file today, AB 684, and we will establish a quorum, so please call the roll.
Hill?
Here.
Hill here, Bates?
Here.
Bates here, Berryhill, Block? Galgiani? Galgiani here, Hernandez? Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here, Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza here, Wachowski? Wachowski here.
We do have a quorum, so we will have the hearing. Assemblymember Bonilla, welcome, and thank you for all of your hard work, commitment, dedication to this subject, and bringing us a bill today that looks like it's it has taken us a long way, and I think it's a nice solution for us. So.
Yes, thank you. And my colleague, Mr. Alejo, whose name is on this bill also, is currently presenting a bill, but he will be here, so I'll kill a few minutes, and I'm sure he'll be here to make his statement as well. As you know, current state law governing the relationship between optometrists and opticians and co-located sellers of eyewear has not been updated for many years. And the result is that these laws no longer reflect today's realities and the needs as healthcare landscape has evolved significantly. The goal of AB 595 is to create a mechanism for optometrists and opticians to continue to provide services to thousands of California citizens. However, it became clear this measure did not completely address the concerns of all stakeholders, nor were the state regulatory entities prepared to enforce the law. And so, as you know, there were countless meetings, but I think they bore fruit. Last time we were before your committee, we were heard from stakeholders that they wanted to have this opportunity to have meetings, to come to an agreement. And I think today we've actually arrived at that point. The administration was also involved, and many legislators and staff time and stakeholder time, and think we've come up to a place where we really have balanced the needs of our consumers to have access, the safety of our consumers, the adherence to our laws and regulations, and the final piece, hopefully, the enforcement piece from the Department of Consumer Affairs and the board itself. I will say that there's still issues that need to be worked out for the optometry board, because there are shifting pieces here that we're moving. But I think we have gotten to a place where we've really tackled the large, very pressing issues in the bill. Probably have to come back next year for the board of optometry and address some of their issues to make sure that the fee structure is correct and make sure that enforcement can actually happen in a effective manner. But with that, I think if we can hear from the witnesses and then Mr. Alejo when he arrives, that would be perfect.
Very good. Thank you, Assemblymember Bonilla. Please, witnesses in support.
Mr. Alejo.
Well, wait, perhaps Assemblymember Alejo, would you like to make a few comments, opening comments?
Yeah. Yes. I warmed them up for you. Ready to go. In a really good mood.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members, this bill, as I was probably already stated earlier, was a product of extensive negotiations between the Assembly, the Senate, the administration, state boards, and a very large and ever-growing group of stakeholders. But I'm very proud that after all that work by everyone, I really want to commend your committee and my colleague, Assemblymember Bonilla, and her amazing staff that really worked through a lot of these issues. But as negotiated, this bill will allow for the establishment of a landlord-tenant relationship between a registered dispensing optician, an optometrist, and an optical company with certain limitations. This bill provides ample protection for optometrists and will allow for a meaningful transition period for optometrists who are currently working for a non-compliant business model. Finally, this bill will boost enforcement provisions in the code so that the state regulatory entities can adequately protect consumers against businesses operating outside the law. Again, this is a product of many months of negotiations and years of controversy. I believe almost 20 years that this has not been resolved. The bill now shares the support of much of the past opposition, including the California Optometric Association and the Consumer Attorneys of California. But before I close, I again want to thank you, Senator Hill and Senator Hernandez, for all their help in moving this policy forward. And this journey has not been easy, but we have made it, and I respectfully ask for your eye vote on this important measure.
Thank you, Assemblymember Alejo. Witnesses in support.
I'll be quick. Catherine Austin Scott, Rising Lens Crafters and Eye Exam. I do want to thank the efforts of the committee, the administration, the author's office, Senator Hernandez, for all the work that's gone into this effort to find a meaningful pathway for the companies involved, as well as provide appropriate time for the employees that work for eye exam to find the right spot for them to continue to practice optometry, but also get the benefits and the like that they need to make sure their families can thrive, continue to thrive. So this will allow that meaningful transition, so we appreciate that consideration and support the bill.
Thank you very much. Others in support?
I'm Rob Patton. I'm the president and CEO of First Sight Vision Services. We're a Knox-Keene plan that provides eye exams inside of Walmart, Sam's Clubs, and vision centers in California. We operate 150 clinics providing access and affordable care to about 425,000 patients annually. National Vision is our parent company. They also operate in the state, and I'm here to testify on behalf of both companies in favor of the bill. In 45 of our offices, where First Sight employs more than 200 doctors and staff, we'll have to change our operations. It's not easy to do, but we believe it's in the long-term best interest for everyone. So thank you.
Thank you very much. In support.
Dennis Loper, on behalf of the National Association of Optometrists and Opticians. We've been through this for a long time, and we're glad to see that there's an agreement. We support the bill.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Loper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Cliff Berg, on behalf of the California Optometric Association, we support the bill. We want to thank Assemblywoman Bonilla, Assemblywoman Alejo, you, Senator Hill, Senator Hernandez, the governor's office, all the many stakeholders that spent a long amount of time hammering out an agreement, which we hope will permanently resolve this issue for the foreseeable future, so we do not have to be back here on it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Berg. Others in support?
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Brokaw on behalf of Sam's Club and Walmart's. Thank yous abound in the room, and we support the measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brokaw. Broad.
Barry Broad for the consumer attorneys in support of the bill.
Thank you.
Terry McHale with Aaron Reed and Associates. Again, thank you to all the involvement. Graciela and Awad have certainly proven that they can mediate and probably work half as many hours and make twice as much money if they went someplace else. We do recognize that the optometry board has some concerns. Their concerns are legitimate. We have spoken with them. We have spoken with the Department of Consumer Affairs, and we have spoken with the author's office that we believe that some of that is just, there was so much done in such a short time that there was a little bit of clumsiness in the language that we can resolve. And on the policy issues they have, we can take care of either in the budget bill next year, or we can take care of immediately in legislation as we come back in January. But the major issues have absolutely been resolved. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McHale. Others in support?
Mr. Chairman and members, John Valencia for VSP Vision Plan. We're not in support. I just wanted to make a record that we removed our opposition, our neutral on the bill. We do agree, however, that there's going to be need for additional technical revision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Valencia. Others in support? Seeing no one, is there anyone here in opposition to the legislation? Please.
I'm Jessica Sieferman from the State Board of Optometry. I'm the executive officer. The board met on this issue last night at 6 p.m. They did take an opposed position. they recognize that AB 684 now contains more than just an enforcement moratorium. However, the board believes that this late emerging solution both creates some problematic issues and leaves some key policy concerns unresolved, which cannot be addressed in the remainder of the legislative session. In order to put consumer protection first, the board opposes this bill. While we acknowledge the substantial amount of effort that interested parties put into the current version of AB 684, the board respectfully believes additional debate, meetings, and discussions with the board and the legislature is warranted. Thank you.
Thank you for the testimony. Others in opposition? Not opposition? Please, I would come forward. Mr. Director.
Mr. Chairman, good to see you. Members, Awad Kadani, Director of the Department of Consumer Affairs. I want to thank the Board of Optometry and Executive Officer Sieferman for her testimony. She is absolutely correct. I do want to give comfort to this body that the board, we were made aware of those issues. We have those issues cataloged, and we are preparing to mitigate those very issues with the board, the administration, to work on in the future via legislation, budget, et cetera. So I want to thank the board for bringing that to our attention, bringing it to this body's attention. I do want to say that this is a comprehensive fix. I want to thank Senator Hernandez and this body for their participation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Anyone else in opposition? Comments? No one. Thank you. Bringing it back, would you like to close, Mr. Lindo?
I respectfully ask for your eye vote on this bill, but like I said previously in these committees, sometimes we come here to resolve problems and not just keep pushing them down the road. This is one that I think everybody came together and said we worked to try to find a permanent solution, and I think we reached that, even though some other issues to be worked out. All the stakeholders found that this is the right balance here. So I respectfully ask for an eye vote.
Thank you very much, and I failed to ask if there are comments or questions from the committee. Seeing none, thank you for that. Very good. Is there a motion? And I want to congratulate everyone again. Tell me, it was a love fest, it seemed like, a few minutes ago, and it truly is, because I mean, it really was. Everyone did come together, I know, grudgingly at some times, but it was a solution. So thank you very much. Thank you, Senator Galgiani. We do have a motion from Senator Galgiani. No further comments. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Berryhill? Block? Block, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
That bill has 8 votes. It is out. Thank you very much. And he's not coming?
Ed.
Oh, yeah. It's out. Thank you all. The committee is adjourned.